comic books, movies, TV, and more. Nerds are everywhere. It's time to assemble! It's Nerds United, a Jittery Monkey podcast. Here's your host, Greg Mahochko.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Nerds United on the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. My name is Greg Mahochko, and joining me to my right, as always, my right hand, the co-host of the year, Mike Luther. Mike.
Hello, Greg.
We're back in the studio kitchen table.
It feels familiar to me. So familiar, Greg. It feels like just a year ago today. I was asked to come and be a little guest on a giant podcast known as Nerds United.
And your life was changed forever.
Yes. Now I'm a millionaire.
I'm glad one of us is.
Yes.
So speaking of t-shirts and everything else, you can find at jitterymonkey.com/shop.
Yes, as we were.
As we were. Mm-hmm. You are repping a positive cynicism shirt.
I am. I bought three shirts, two of the same, just different sizes, and then I bought Coast of the Year shirt, and then I bought a Do Something Positive shirt, and it feels great and looks great.
It does. It really shows off your muscular arms.
The shirt ripping when my arms were flexing.
That was not a good rip sound. But
it's hard to rip this fabric because it's so good.
But the visual was fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you.
So make sure that you get your positive cynicism, Nerds United, Five Heart Podcast.
You could even get a My 1-2-3 Sense if you want.
I was just going to say, or My 1-2. Yeah, you can.
Okay, yeah.
And Kevin is, I'm being told that other designs are in the works.
Okay.
I just haven't seen them yet.
Is one of his designs, is it going to say, I wish I was the co-host of the year?
It should. I mean, but he's the host, so I don't know.
But he wishes he was the co-host.
Are you saying he wishes he was the co-host on this show?
Any show.
Oh, that's possible.
But mostly the show, yes.
Well, we can only have one co-host of the year.
That's true. That's why.
And that role is taken.
Yes.
That part has been cast.
But if he wants to get a co-host of the year shirt, he can. And he can tell all his listeners to get one, too.
I found that I thought it'd be really cool to have like a special sale coupon code.
Mm-hmm.
After we all got together at Cape Comic-Con last weekend,
right.
Which we'll talk about in a minute.
Yes.
And I reached out to Spreadshirt and said, hey, do you all do special coupon codes for various events? And they said, well, you do. You have to buy them. I'm like, oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I was just hoping we could, give us 20% off for a week and
right.
We could all make money.
Yeah.
No.
Or especially, even if it's something... Because we do have codes every once in a while, which we should check more often. But the code will be the code won't be like Nerds United. The code will be 20 April 19.
Actually, I'm glad you said that because I could have made it, like Cape 20 or something.
Right.
I could have customized it to that extent. I did not, just because I want more information. Let's see. What is today's date?
May 3rd.
Free shipping. On all orders.
From when to when?
From the 2nd, which was yesterday,
right.
To the 6th, which is Monday. So this weekend, you can get free shipping.
Okay.
Now, you can do that, again, go to jitterymonkey.com/shop, and it'll actually tell you the promo code that's available, and
yeah,
it says redeem now.
Click redeem, yeah.
But otherwise, it would be Mayflowers19.
Okay.
So,
and free shipping is good.
Coming up in just a couple of weeks, 10% off everything.
Okay.
And later this month, 15% off everything.
When is the 15%?
That would be, I'm glad you asked, mm-hmm. May 16th through the 19th.
16th through the 19th. Okay, cool.
So, something to keep in mind there, you jittery monkey-aholics.
And we got Mother's Day coming up, and what mother wouldn't like a shirt from Jittery Monkey?
My mother.
My mom bought one. She bought one for her pool. I mean, not for her, but she to wear like over her swimsuit when she gets out of the pool.
Well, your mom is Mike's mom is awesome.
Yes,
I mean my mom is great.
Yes,
don't get me wrong, but my mom doesn't know what podcasts are, right. and I have two of them and have for several years. So I don't know if I've told you this. I've tried putting like I say mom specific, but like podcasts that I know would specifically like be in tune with my mother's interests,
right.
which I'm not going to lie are primarily like Catholic sermons.
Okay. Okay.
And they're weekly, and they're 15 minutes, and I've tried putting them on, and she just can't find them or doesn't care to follow. Yeah. I'm like, okay, Mom, it's just a different perspective. It's not me. It's a renowned. Anyway, we're off topic. Cape Comic-Con happened.
Yes.
That was your first Comic-Con ever.
It was my very first one. I liked it.
I was just going to ask what you thought about it.
It was quite interesting. There's quite a bit of characters there. I guess we should say, I'm sure we said before, it was in Cape Girardeau, so about a two-hour drive for both of us.
Correct.
Very easy to find. With my GPS, it was easy to find. But even the building that it was in, the Osage Center.
Yes, sir.
Parking was free.
Yeah, it's hard to beat.
It was easy. You know, like, I honestly thought I would have to, you know, park down the road or something.
Get a shuttle, hitchhike.
Yeah, and I'd just get
grab
lost.
Grab a bus.
Right.
No, Uber.
It was easy. Met Chad Smart, met Kevin Huntsberger. They know who I am now, finally.
They do. I heard them on their most recent episodes.
Yes.
They know. And I think Kevin, on his episode, even referred to you as co-host of the year.
He did. Yes. Yes. So, yeah, it was interesting. I would probably, I'm assuming they have it every year.
They do.
I would probably go again next year, you know.
I think that's the plan. I think we're and the goal for next year is we're going to try to get a table in a better location.
Yeah.
Where we have power.
Yeah, that was the only drawback is because
the goal for at least in my mind,
right.
I always like to go down there and get audio, and this might be the first year that I got no audio when I was down
right.
there. Right. But the goal was all right. We'll set up the laptop. We'll set up the soundboard. I bought three new microphones. You know, so all of us plus a guest. And we'll just sit there at the table. We'll just record.
Right.
And, you know, somebody comes along, and we'll just talk with them. Hey, how are you enjoying the con?
Right,
you know, what's your name? Where are you from? Oh, it's Keith from Poplar Bluff.
Right.
Oh, hey.
Cool.
Our table's kind of out in the middle of the floor. Didn't have any access to power.
No.
And so that needs to be rectified for next year.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, I was looking forward to recording a podcast. But I was also I'm glad I went so I can meet, you know, the other host of the network.
And everybody had a good time. Positive reports all around.
Yeah, yeah.
Chad said that Kevin undersold it, made it sound
yes.
like it was smaller than it was.
Right.
So Chad was impressed, and he's been to San Diego.
Yeah.
And he said it was significantly better than his Vancouver Comic-Con experience,
yes, yes.
which was nice.
Yes.
So,
which didn't he say they stayed for like 15 minutes or something?
Yeah, they said like, oh, this is crap, let's go.
Yeah.
He and Mike DeKalb. You can check more on that story on the most recent episode of My 1-2-3 Cents, the podcast here on the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. But we all had a great time, and I appreciate you driving down. And then we stuck around for a little bit of wrestling.
Oh, yes.
The Cape Championship Wrestling. And we're not going, again, this is Kevin's wheelhouse
right.
with the wrestling. So we're not going to steal too much of his thunder, and I encourage you to go back and listen. But my constructive criticism was the same as Chad's and Kevin's and probably yours.
Which, about the time?
The time.
Yeah, I guess they didn't stay through the whole thing either.
They left. I texted the two of them or sent them a message Sunday morning. I said, oh, how was the rest of the show?
Yeah.
And Chad said, oh, we left, you know, at 9:30 and they were still in the second intermission. And the second intermission started about 5 minutes before we left.
Yeah.
It was we were mulling it over like, ah, we should probably go. And I remember the announcer saying specifically a 20-minute intermission.
Right.
And that was at 8:45.
Yeah, I was going to say, close to a lot of time.
So,
you know, one thing, because I don't follow independent wrestling at all, so it was weird for me. I liked when we had pretty good seats.
Yeah,
you know?
Second row. Thanks, Chad.
Yeah, thank you. But that's one thing that I thought was odd. It's like there's obviously a lot of fans around there, of course. So they'd be announcing somebody, and then their music would hit. And I would have no clue who it
right.
is. But I'm like, maybe if I see the person, I'll know. And then it'll be like, Jimmy Jammin'. And everybody's screaming. I'm like, I have no clue who this guy is.
That's the benefit of the homegrown talent,
yeah.
I guess.
And then I also realized, so I watch WWE from time to time. And you look at people like John Cena, Triple H, Shawn Michaels, right?
Mm-hmm.
Their body types,
mm-hmm.
probably not natural, let's just say.
No, here's the thing. Triple H was a bodybuilder before he was a wrestler.
Right, yes.
John
Cena.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah. And John Cena was a D3 football player as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Shawn Michaels, I never really considered a body guy.
No, but still
but
in
fit.
Shape.
Right.
In shape. Then you look at these independent wrestlers, and I'm telling you right now, I basically have the body of
much more inclusive.
Wrestler.
It's much more inclusive.
It's
diverse.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, because I'm looking at him, like, there's not one person that could be in the WWE right now, except for people from SCU.
The SCU, Joey Ryan had.
Oh, Joey Ryan. You know, yeah. Has the, but I mean, except for his gimmick.
Yeah, he's got a gimmick that won't be.
Body wise, yeah.
Right.
Nobody else. I don't think.
We didn't. I'll tell you who has a chance to move up. And they actually got were praised by their opponents afterwards, and that's Besties in the World.
They're very nice people.
Fantastic.
Super nice people. But unless they're doing something in 205 Live, I don't see it happening.
Well, you say that, but then there's guys like Kyle O'Reilly, who's from St. Louis, who
right.
showed up in NXT with the tag team partner.
Yeah, he wasn't bad, though.
And he's not, you know, a body guy.
Right.
He's one of the undersized talents. But yeah, Davey Vega and Matt Fitchett, the besties in the world. If nothing else, go out of your way to Google their entrance.
Yes.
Especially if you remember the 1990s two-hit wonder band Savage Garden.
Yes.
You'll become a fan of theirs instantly. I picked up their shirt. Excited to see them when they're back in this area in June. So they'll be in either Belleville or Collinsville.
Oh,
so
okay. All right.
We'll have to check that out.
We're in Belleville's wrestling.
Actually, they were just so, folks. This is a wrestling sidebar, but there's a tag team called the. They're not called the Lucha Party. That's in WWE, but Lucha Bros.
Okay.
And they are from. I became aware of them in Lucha Underground, which used to be on Netflix. Might still be, but it's Rey Fenix and Pentagon Jr. These guys, they both wear masks. You know, the luchador high flying style. And they wrestled Besties in the World here right at the Belclair Fairgrounds right at the end of March.
Okay.
And that's a Glory Pro Wrestling production or event. I actually missed it because I forgot about it until day of and couldn't squeeze it in with everything else I had going on. But yeah, there's good wrestling around the area.
Yeah, well, might have to check it out.
You should. We should.
Yeah.
Well, it's a date.
Let's do it. Yeah.
So anyway, otherwise, Comic-Con was good. I only picked up one comic book this year. I was looking to add to my Amalgam collection.
Right, right.
Could not find any.
No.
But I did find a Green Lantern teaming up with Space Ghost.
Okay.
I'm excited to read it.
Yes. Yeah. And they had plenty of comics there, too. They had a lot of booths, all kinds of stuff.
A lot of cool vendors.
Yeah, a lot of cool vendors.
Cupcakes and decent food and things like that. And
yeah, they had food there. I'm not complaining about the food because I was hungry.
Right.
But it's definitely cafeteria, school cafeteria, you know, food.
Let me say, if you want to buy a sword, there was no shortage of swords.
That's true.
That is a tough sentence to say. No shortage of
swords.
Shortage of swords.
Yeah.
This must be, we got to tell people what we're drinking. It's the Tickle.
It is.
People who remember our debut video and conversation from the 4204 Main Street Brewing Company tap room.
Yes.
We heard about the Tickle.
This was in our beer flight.
Yes. And I eventually brought a growler of this home for my wife.
Oh, man.
I know. But the nice thing about the Tickle is it is 7.9% alcohol by volume.
Yes.
That's probably why you only got the 4-pack.
It only comes in a 4-pack.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, probably for that reason. You know. Yeah, I didn't know what else to get. They had that there. And they had a pecan, not the salted caramel pecan, but just
the pecan brown ale.
Yeah,
their flagship.
And I was like, I don't know.
I almost grabbed the Answer.
Okay.
Which I learned about a month or so back is they're going to stop producing it.
Right, right.
And then I actually changed my mind, went with something else. I went to check out, and the gentleman behind the counter says, "Oh, are you paying by cash or card?" I said, "Card." He's like, "Oh, I'm sorry, our card reader is down. I don't carry that much cash with me, not for a 12-pack.
No.
So I'm like, okay, I'll just go put this back on the shelf then.
Yeah.
He's like, no, I'll take care of it. I said, all right, see you. Walked my happy ass out.
That happens sometimes.
So, we're 14 minutes in.
Okay.
Hi again, Mike's mom.
6 hours to go.
This is the shorter episode.
Oh, 5.5 hours to go.
That's better.
Because remember, we said one's going to be 6 hours, the other one's going to be 8 hours.
I will tell you right now, when we devised that strategy, I thought I'd have a lot more energy than I do. But this week has royally kicked my ass.
Even though I sent you the gif of Hulk Hogan and Macho Man shaking hands.
Yeah, you can send that gif all you want.
That's the best.
But we did not actually shake hands.
That was us. That was a video of us, actually.
Which one am I?
You're Macho Man, of course. I'm losing hair, so I'm Hulk.
Okay.
No.
I'm going to have to work on my... Ooh, yeah.
See, you got it. You got it.
And snap it to a Slim Jim.
It's not as good, but just everyone can just do the oh yeah thing. That's all you need.
I'll work on it.
Yeah. All right. So what are we talking about this episode?
This episode is going to focus on the latest episode of Game of Thrones.
Okay.
You did not watch.
Didn't watch, so.
You haven't watched any of them.
None of them.
You're going to.
That's fine.
I have... There's a fight. There's a scrum in the hockey game.
See, everybody loves fights.
Yeah. They've really tried to restrict the fighting in hockey these days, which is fine.
Yeah.
I'm not as knowledgeable a hockey enthusiast to understand why they started doing it, or, you know, I just remember Tony Twist back in the 90s.
So do I.
You know, being a punishing bruiser.
Yes.
You have essentially a box of nerdy to take home visual form,
yes.
Not the comics like usual.
Yes.
So, and a couple video games as well that you might like.
Right. Yes,
so,
definitely.
So I'm not really going to get into it. I want you to enjoy it as you progress to Game of Thrones. Anybody who knows that it was a fantastic episode of Game of Thrones. Can't wait for the last three. Only three.
Some
left.
People lived. Some people may have died. Some people we're not sure about anymore.
I'm not sure if it's a spoiler if I say some people lived and some people died.
Interesting.
But let me just say, not everybody who died was important.
Of course not. Are they ever?
A lot of extras on scene or on set that day who we'll never see again.
I did see a clip from Conan, and he was talking about...
The Barbarian?
No, Conan the O'Brien. but he was talking about how dark, like lighting wise,
the fight was.
So they brightened it up and made it look better.
Did they do
it?
Really?
No, they brightened it up. I think you should just watch it. But
okay,
yeah, just watch it.
I have a friend who sells like appliances and TVs and electronics and things like that. And she said something on Twitter. She watches it as well. And she said something on Twitter about how, you know, this is why you always want a good TV with good black levels or, you know, something like that. Yeah, there were times that watching it. And, of course, I was watching it. You know my setup. You kind of got to look up a little bit towards the TV. And I'm like, I don't know if I'm not supposed to be seeing that or if I'm supposed to be seeing that. But at the same time, though, it's essentially Middle Ages type story. There's no electricity.
Right, of course.
And it's night.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. So I didn't have any issues with it. I'm just like, I'm sure I'll see what I need to see.
That's just what I heard about it. Like I said, I don't...
So Game of Thrones has 3 episodes left, and I am very anxious.
Are they going to do any Game of Thrones spinoffs?
I heard that they were going to do, this is all, I've not read any official reports or anything like that, more just rumors that they're going to tell a story of Game of Thrones from like thousands of years prior to what we're like actually seeing on the show now, like some of the ancient mythology and things like that. So that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
As far as like the generations that lead up to what we're seeing now, I think those stories have been told in this story, you know, through some of the exposition and things like that. So
I say this not having watched, like, say, I watched one episode of Game of Thrones, the very first episode, that was it. And so I was not having any knowledge of it. But usually it's not best to have something that's a hit series like Game of Thrones is, to do a spinoff usually never works. It either doesn't get off the ground, like How I Met Your Mother was a hit series, whether people like it or not, it was a hit series. And then they were going to do How I Met Your Father, and that crashed. I mean,
That never even.
But then, I mean, you talk about like Friends was obviously a huge hit. They tried Joey, that you know.
That didn't work.
And I understand, because people want to... Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, the one that I can think of that's on right now, they have The Big Bang Theory, and then they have, Young Sheldon.
Yeah, yeah. But I wonder if it's because Big Bang Theory is still on that
maybe.
It helps it. But I don't know. Yeah,
maybe.
But you're right.
Well, I guess Big Bang Theory's wrapped their final episode and maybe even aired it. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't even know. I have no idea.
I grew out of interest in that.
Same.
It was good for a while.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. If it was on TV, I'd catch it, you know.
Yeah.
You know, but
I would prefer it over a lot of other stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just weird. I think we've talked about this before. Like, growing up, the shows that were in syndication and that were on, you know, like, if it, as background or, you know, it's like dad would come home from work, mom would be, you know, cooking dinner.
Right, right.
And dad would be having a beer and some peanuts or pretzels or something. It'd be like MASH or Andy Griffith Show
yep.
or Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah, yep.
And, like, over years, it was, you know, like I went home, you know, once, you know, I think for vacation. They were like Two and a Half Men and Everybody Loves Raymond and mm-hmm. things like that. And then you go over there, like, you pop in, you know, unexpected, and they're sitting there again, you know, before dinner or something like that, and the syndication would have been, at the time, like, they had Big Bang Theory on TV, and I'm like, I know what they talk about in Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm a little uncomfortable with mom and dad watching Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
So I think it's one of those, like, I'm too lazy to hit the remote.
Probably. Just so, keep it on whatever channel it is on, yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. Big Bang Theory. Good if you can't find the remote.
That's true. That's why they have billions of watchers.
Yeah. Oh, and millions of dollars.
Yes. Yes.
All right. So I think the only thing we have for this episode, because we're going to stop this one soon and record the real reason we got together tonight. Let's talk about that Sonic the Hedgehog trailer.
Okay. So I'll tell you.
I noticed that I shared the link with you, but you did not take the time to share the link on the Facebook page.
I like the people. That's why. I
sent it to you for the explicit reason. I should have emphasized, but I should have stated.
Yeah.
But I'm like, get this out there.
Also, if you're sending, can you just put it on? It's probably easier, honestly, for you to put it on a page.
I really just copied it and pasted it to you and sent it rather than typing anything, because I can't remember. Was that Wednesday or Thursday that came out, or Tuesday?
Somewhere on there, yeah.
Anyway, whatever day it was, I've been slammed all this week.
Yeah.
So I did not have the time to type out, hey, everybody, ... watch this, ... What do you think? ... Paste.
Yeah, that takes 10 seconds. But, all right. I mean,
shut up, Mike.
No, so anyway, so I'll tell you. So I've actually watched the trailer 3 times.
Okay. You're at the Glen for punishment.
Watched
then.
The first time and hated it, right? I didn't like anything really about it. They had the design poster out not that long ago, it seemed, or maybe months ago, who knows. But even that kind of looked bad, and that got a lot of bad press. But yes, go ahead, Greg.
I raised my hand because I know that you teach.
Yes.
Sometimes.
Yes.
Until I saw the trailer, mm-hmm. I did not know that this thing existed.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So I saw it completely fresh. I'm like,
okay.
Oh.
That's not actually, sometimes that's not a bad thing.
It wasn't bad.
You know? So anyway, I hated it. So then I watched it again because I'm thinking to myself, maybe I judged it too harshly. Let me see. What about it don't I like? So I watched it again. I didn't hate it as much. I didn't hate the design as much. I'm like, okay, the design, whatever. I don't know how I would do a Sonic the Hedgehog. Probably eyes differently. You know, eyes more arched than it is. But, it, you know, okay, whatever. The design is the design. Yeah. And then the two things I didn't like about it. Number one is, can we please stop using retro pop or retro rap songs in movie trailers? This used Gangster's Paradise.
You know what I thought would have been better?
Just regular noise. No, no.
No, I would have thought Amish Paradise.
Sure. No, that'd be even worse.
How dare you?
No.
Honestly, what's the better song?
You don't have to have an actual song in the trailer. That's what I'm saying. Guardians of the Galaxy, I believe, started this. And it fit for Guardians of the Galaxy because music is a part of that.
You know,
his Walkman and everything. Spoiler alert, I guess. I don't know how many years, 3-year-old movie. Five? Okay.
Uh-oh.
And but then other ones, not every trailer uses it. Suicide Squad used it. I know there's other ones that I can't think of.
Volume
this one,
2.
Yeah, this one used was it. You know, even Volume 2 music is somewhat a part of it.
True.
So I hated that. And that's, I think people are going to look back on trailers and can tell what time frame the trailer came from. Because they'll be like, oh, they're playing a music from the 90s or from the 80s. Oh, this is in the late, you know, 2000s or, you know, 2000 whatever. So I hated that. And the other thing I hated was Jim Carrey. I didn't think there was 1 second of dialogue where he was talking that was funny.
He went like old school Jim Carrey.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You know, a little Ace Ventura, a little Mask.
Yeah.
You know, the part of Jim Carrey's career that was entertaining.
Right.
Do you think that he just leaned a little too far into it?
No, I think what it is, I think the fact that I'm older, so I don't find that stuff funny anymore. Even though if I watch Ace Ventura, I'm probably still going to laugh a little bit, you know. But that, I remember watching it when I was a kid, kind of, or right. A teenager, you know.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah. But I did not find anything he said even remotely funny. Didn't like the character at all. But I will say this about it. This movie's not for me.
That's fair.
It's not for a 37-year-old man.
But let me. My thought as I was watching the trailer was, do today's kids, like, do they play Sonic the Hedgehog?
I was thinking about that too. I don't think so.
I almost feel like this movie was made for us with enough youthful energy that, you know, like, we could take our kids to and they would enjoy it.
Maybe. And that's the other thing. I was like, I'm not gonna watch this movie unless it's like my nephews want to go or something like that. You know?
Yeah.
But like, it's nothing I'm gonna be, oh, I gotta get tickets for it, you know?
I mean, full disclosure, I did watch, not in theaters or anything like that, but that Power Rangers movie that came out a couple years ago.
Yeah, same.
I watched it.
Yeah, but I mean, you didn't go to the theaters like you said.
No.
Yeah, you sat here. It was, you know, yeah, I did the same thing.
I, however, may have paid to rent it on Amazon Prime.
I'll say it's free on Amazon Prime right now, or at least it was.
Maybe it was back then.
Yeah.
Maybe it was. Yeah. I'm going to go with that. I didn't pay to watch
mine.
I didn't get any of my money.
I didn't pay. It was on Fire Stick. Is where I,
ooh, yeah. Fancy smancy.
Yes.
So, due to the court of public opinion being the internet reaction, they're going to change the way that Sonic looks.
Yes, which I'm like, I don't even know how you can do that. I guess maybe.
They're going, I guess, redraw it in every aspect.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I saw the same thing.
Make him shorter. I saw that.
Yeah, no, less human teeth, because his teeth are very human-like.
I didn't pay that. I watched the trailer once in my work truck, and I'm like, huh, okay.
Yeah.
That's a choice.
You know, another thing is, why would... You would figure, and maybe they did, I don't think they did, Sega or whoever has Sonic would release a new Sonic game in conjunction with the movie.
Maybe they will.
But I mean, it should be like out already, like I'm saying, because this comes out in November. They should have it to where kids are playing it right now.
I would say, and you could do a late summer, build up a little more hype for it.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
I mean, I don't think you need 6 months of gameplay.
No, maybe two, three months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, in this short attention span age, you probably need, like, all right, the game's coming out on Tuesday, the movie's coming out on Thursday.
True, yeah, yeah.
Ah, yeah. And the movie's gone 2 weeks later.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
So, I didn't hate the trailer. I thought it was kind of fun, but mostly for all the reasons that a 36-year-old like me would appreciate, because I'm like, oh, I played Sonic. Oh, I remember that sound. I remember, you know, the spinny move that he used to do.
Yeah, that was
before
good.
Taking off, yep. in super speed mode. I just like, I remember all of that.
You remember
the golden rings
that used to teleport people, of course. Remember all that stuff? Yes.
I was like, oh yeah, that. But again, I'm not gonna go see it.
By the way, did the rings actually teleport people?
They did at the end of each level, because you had to jump through the ring to move on.
To move on, yeah.
The big rings, like, yeah. Not the little rings that you collected as currency.
I wonder if there's going to be a scene in the movie where he runs into something and all the rings go scattering.
Oh, that'd be great. I was just thinking, wouldn't it be fantastic if there was a scene in the movie where he ran super speed into like a spring and all of a sudden got shot back?
Yes,
about halfway back the opposite direction.
And also, I'm gonna make a prediction right now. It's gonna be an end credit scenes where they tease what's his name?
Tails. Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be like in a lab or something like that. And you'll just see like a tailspin or something like that.
Yeah, I bet that happens. And also, because here's the thing, as much as I played the game, which wasn't much because I didn't have a Sega, but my friends did, or my buddy Matt did. But I watched the cartoon in the mornings.
I think I did.
And I remember Sonic was just a hound for chili cheese dogs.
That's true. Chili dogs, yes. Whatever.
So I hope there's a chili dog reference in the movie.
Oh yes.
Either he orders one because he loves them, or he discovers them and falls in love with them.
Yeah.
I want Chili Dog in the movie. Make it happen, Sega.
Yes.
And in the trailer, in the print cards between the scenes, they like every hero has a Genesis. And I'm like, oh, that's a nice little nod.
Yeah.
So I didn't hate the trailer. I didn't like it enough to go give them money yet.
No, I'm not.
No.
Unless my son's, I think, is too old for it.
You say that.
I mean, if he wanted to watch it, I'd go watch it with him.
Unrelated, possibly. How does that notion get poo-pooed as hard as it has? Design elements aside, but like Detective Pikachu, which comes out, I think, later this month, if not next week, is, you know, going to be just so much fun and, you know, the best video game ever.
Both of them, before the trailers came out, were badly reviewed as far as people being like, oh, can you do Detective Pikachu? How can you do Sonic? Everything like that. Once the trailer for Detective Pikachu came out, which actually I should have mentioned, I actually liked that trailer. You know, that was actually a good trailer and with good designs and everything. I'm still probably not going to see that movie, but I would be more excited if my nephews or somebody said, hey, let's go see that movie. Let's go see Detective Pikachu, which I know very, very little about Pokemon at all.
So here's what I can tell you about Pikachu. He has electricity powers.
Yes, I know that.
And he sacrificed himself. He did not. I actually found this out through the podcast. You know how, like, in Pokemon, they level up, so to speak. And get bigger, more powers. And he, in season one, I believe, somebody told me about this, and I'll probably be corrected, he had the opportunity to level up to Raichu.
Okay.
Because I was poking fun. I'm like, ah, how good can Pikachu be? He's never leveled up. He's 48 years old.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
And they said, no, he sacrificed that ability to, you know, stay with Ash or, you know, however that works. Oh, so, a little loyalty.
Loyalty and not smart. Understandable. Yes.
Loyalty and poor life decisions.
Yeah, poor life decisions.
Way to go, Pika loser.
I have a feeling in that movie, since I don't know basically anything about Pokemon, there's going to be a ton of references that I don't understand.
Yep.
Because even in the trailer, there's all these Pokemon characters. I'm like, they kind of, saw glimpses of the cartoon, you know? I'm like, oh, they kind of look familiar. There's one that looks like kind of like an onion. There's one that's a fire thing stuff. I'm like, okay, but there's probably things that are going to go over my head if I ever watch it.
Yeah. Same with me. I mean, I've told you the extent of my secondhand knowledge that somebody told me. So that's a good place to stop this episode, you think?
How many minutes are we at?
33.
Perfect. Let's talk about other good stuff.
Well, we're going to be back, folks. Don't you go anywhere, because before you know it, you're going to have not one but two episodes ready for your mobile device, wherever you get podcasts.
Wait, we're stopping, but should we do do you don't even want to try to do a non?
I don't really think we can.
No,
I think you said it best. You just can't.
Yeah.
Watch
the trailers, people.
You can say it was great.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to going off on a tangent about assholes on Facebook.
Okay.
We'll do that part of the show.
Okay.
Okay. So that is this episode. The next episode will be dropping very soon here on Nerds United, the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. Subscribe, like, share, comment, rate, review, all that good stuff, and buy a shirt.
Do it.
Jitterymonkey.com/shop.
And rewind.
Oh, yeah. Be kind, too.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.